Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Not that I have to worry about doing time, because, you know, I'm just a normal guy who loves his family, doesn't cheat on his wife, doesn't do crazy things, doesn't get involved with prostitution or any of those other things. I actually try to live a moral life, a good life, I try to encourage people, lift people up. So I get to sleep at night when I go to bed. I get to put my head down and sleep at night pretty peacefully. You know, not like Andrew Tate. No, him, on the other hand, he's not going to be sleeping too good. I hear in Romania, you know, if he ends up going to jail for what he has now been arrested again, by the way. And this time it has to do with minors, which is something that anybody who knows who Andrew Tate is, by the way, he's like very super promoted. He's an influencer. He started his career on Big Brother, of all things. In my opinion, he's a despicable human being. He's probably about the worst person you could probably imagine. And unfortunately, this system likes to promote that and prop that up. Maybe it has something to do with lettered organizations that Andrew Tate himself said that his father worked for. But a lot of people follow after him because he's helping people get set free from the Matrix, right? A lot of people idolize this man. You know, send him money. This man is a pimp. This man prostitutes women, demoralizes women, does terrible things to young girls, brags about how he wants to, that he only wants virgins. This is how incredibly awful these brothers are, Andrew and Tristan Tate. And yet, a lot of people that watch my channel over the years will criticize me for speaking out against Andrew Tate, who had masked police over in Romania come into his house and try to bust down his bulletproof doors and everything else in this new case that's now against him. Now, remember, he's already facing human trafficking, rape charges, and forming a criminal gang. But now it's like a laundry list more. Money laundering, horrible stuff. Yet he was just being promoted by Candace Owen. Candace Owens just had him and his brother Tristan on. And they were talking, and she was talking about how bad that terrible industry is that demoralizes and uses women and young men. And a lot of people are just eaten up by this industry. She had Andrew Tate telling people, oh, yes, it's terrible, it's terrible. Meanwhile, this man has made how much money? How much money over the years? You know, I come on here and I just try to lift people up and I try to share the truth with them. And I look at what's being promoted and what's talked about on a regular basis. And it just really bums me out. Bums me out. But that's okay. Because I know, and I've said on the show, that this is the year for it. If they be corrupt, monsters belong in cages. And I'm thinking that he and his brother may find a cage very shortly. A lot of people had a problem with me when in 2022, on December 27th or 28th, I believe I did a video. And in that video, I actually said that I believe it's time for justice to find this man, that God needs to, bring this guy into correction. Told everybody this, shouted it out, and I lost 1,000 subscribers or more. Like in just that one video. Now, the very next day, he was brought up on charges. Is that he's really trying to help people get free from the Matrix. Just send them your money. He's going to do it. He's the answer. As he, brags to teenage girls. This is what you want, people? No, I don't think so. I think it's time for these people to be revealed to be who they really are. And I think that 2023 is going to be the year where we see a lot of these scammers, right? You saw my post on the 29th of 2022, where I said it would happen, and then 24 hours later, there it is. Now, ironically, this event that we're now hearing about happened like 600 days after I shared that video. Today, it's actually 19 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days. You know me and the numbers. But I've been doing this a long time. I've been on here since 2008, and I've seen a lot of what I would consider to be psyops, rise up. And I call it out as I see it. I judge a tree by its fruit, and I wish more people would do the same. You judge a tree by its fruit. Right now, the world it's gotten so ugly, and it's just so crass, so much so that, like, friends of mine, YouTubers that you love, are having, like, anxiety issues attached to how much hate they are getting because they are a certain faith. This is out of control. So, what do? I say, if they be corrupt, Lord, let's have it. Let's see. You know, what you probably don't know is that Candace Owens herself, who I had a problem with. I actually said on X, I pointed out the fact, I said, you know, here you are justifying and promoting monsters. You know who else did this? You know who else had the Tate brothers on? Who had Andrew Tate on? Tucker Carlson. That's right, Tucker Carlson. Same guy that I said, oh, you know, the day he leaves Fox, he's going to be the first guy in the voice of X, Tucker Carlson. All of these people, who do you trust? You know, I like Tucker, right? There are people that I like. Who do you trust, though, when you see, you know, these big-time influencers promoting people like Andrew Tate? And the reason a lot of people say, and I'm not one of them because I don't know for sure, but a lot of people are saying that the reason is that he's very much like that other guy that, you know, died in prison and his list of clients still hasn't come up. They say he's a lot like that. So that means that maybe there are a lot of people that have a lot in the line and allow him to continue. Or there's another option. These are operations that are run to demoralize and demean people and to, you know, keep families separated. Because that's the thing, right? I've been married to my wife for now we're going on 18 years. Our anniversary is on the 24th. The 23rd is Ethan's birthday. He was supposed to be born on our anniversary, but he came like a day early. I've been with my wife this long. We have a wonderful, fabulous relationship. But this is not what these people preach. That's not what Tate taught, right? With his Hustler University. People are so lost today that people don't know what's right and what's wrong. They don't know what's good and what's evil. They celebrate evil, and then they will criticize me. Oh, well, you don't know. You're not in the courtroom. I know what I've seen. I've heard this man say terrible, terrible things, both of them. So, here's the deal. I don't really care what you think. If you can't, for the life of yourself, as someone that watches this channel, which I find it very hard to believe, that if you watch on a regular basis, that you can't see how corrupt that tree is. If you are going to have a problem with me pointing out the fact that people are corrupt and villainous and that we should do better, it's because you don't want to do better and because you think that it's okay to hate. Because that's the only reason. Because what they're doing, let me show you what they're doing. Is that they understand that they can get a group of individuals to support them by feeding them what they want to hear. So why do you think it's all about, you know, people that are Jewish today and, oh, it's a synagogue of sin? How many times have I told all of you how silly it is that people are using passages from the book of Revelation that clearly state the synagogue of Satan are not Jews? And then say, oh, well, the Bible says the Jews are the synagogue of Satan. Because you can't read, because you've been blinded. You've been blinded by the lies of the world. Get rid of the labels. Stop looking at people as Jewish. Stop looking at people as Muslim or Christian or Catholic or Buddhist or Hindu. Stop looking at the labels. Start looking to the heart like God does. Start judging the tree by its fruit. Start sharing the love of God. And if Christ be raised up in the land, as Jesus said, if I be raised up, I'll draw all men onto me. So why don't we raise Christ up within us? Why don't we share the love of God? Not in condemnation and shame, but in truth. What this man was doing was wrong. The things that Candace Owens and others are saying is wrong. And so many of you are being played. And these are multimillionaires. And people like myself, we're just eking by. Who do you think this system is going to reward? Be a part of the solution, my friends. Not a part of the problem. I'm sorry I got on my high horse. I'm even drinking wormwood tea. But this stuff really bothers me. But I said, if the guy's corrupt, he's going down. And he's going down. Now what are you going to say, right? Now what are you going to say if you're a fan of this guy? He's already admitted that he has relationships and relations with girls as young as 16. Because it's legal in Romania. He's on tape saying this stuff. Who are you going to believe? Who are you going to worship? You going to still worship the stars? Or you going to start to worship God? You know, it's time. You know, we have to protect our children too. You need to watch what your children are watching if they're young. And if you see them watching someone like Andrew Tate, or somebody that's promoting hate and promiscuity and like a ridiculous lifestyle, you should just make sure that you give the good example so they know that that's not the place to go. All right. I love each and every one of you. Do me a favor. This channel's not being, it hasn't been shared around. It's not being shared around. A couple of you are reaching out to me now and they're like, oh, I'm going to share it on my Facebook group and everything else. And I think it's just amazing. And I'm so super grateful for it. But all you got to do, you got to hit the like button, you leave a comment, you hit subscribe. Even if you're not subscribed right now, just go below in the video. You see there's a subscribe button. Just hit it. Make sure that you are. Check the bell for notifications. You can connect with me on X. I'm at JacobIsrael71. And every time I do a video, I post a link out there too. But you can't trust the algorithm to promote the love of God today. Right? It takes work. And if anything that I've shared has helped you, will you help me? Will you? Because it's the day that we're in. It's like something has to change. We can't keep going the same way at this same pace. The game has changed. And we need to up our game. And maybe you can give me some suggestions in the comment section to let me know. And by the way, on Patreon, we are doing a Zoom. I believe I put that out this morning. So if you're connected to Patreon, look for that post so you can find out more about it. I don't know how many people I can get on there, but we can all talk. It'll be fun. I don't think I'm going to record it, so don't be all stressed out. It'll just kind of be like a meet and greet or something. Something I've always wanted to do. And if you want to support me on Patreon, the link is in the description. Thank you to those who donate through PayPal. That's the link's in the description. Thank you for that. Those that get, you know, a copy of The Calling, the best novel ever. If you haven't gotten this novel, get this novel. All right, get this novel. It really is amazing. I'm going to share the trailer to it. If you're new to the channel, you can watch the trailer. It really will be like the best book you've ever read. All of these things, they help me so that I can continue to do this. So I'm very grateful. I love each and every one of you. I hope I didn't upset you if you're an Andrew Tate fan. But if you are, I beg you to pray about it. Okay? I beg you to pray about it. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the East to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.